right, I'm talking about the Tiki Torch white supremacist. We love Glenn Youngkin, and we're here to act all white supremacy and stuff and support him. And these five punks that show up when the Youngkin bus pulls into some campaign rally in the rain, and they're standing out there in their khaki pants, white Oxford shirts, baseball caps, MAGA caps, and what have you, and tiki torches. And I'm going like, I don't get the tiki torch thing. I don't understand it. Because if you're going to act all Ku Klux Klanny and stuff, and white supremacy and stuff, can't you find a good old fashioned wooden pitch torch? Yeah, right. They're white supremacists, but there's a black guy. all five have been identified now as Democrat activists. But look, the stunt was so stupendously stupid. Yeah, but Maggie O'Connell, or okay, there's five of them, was so stupendously stupid.
In the age of social media, where we have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, did they really think wearing a pair of sunglasses was going to shield their identity?
I tell you what, man. Them dang old Democrat, man. It's just like a pool W. They just hanging out with evil, man. It's just like evil. Remember Boonhauer from King of the Hill? But I don't get the tiki torches. They're made in China. What? I must have missed it at my last white supremacist event. And according to people that disagree with me, I am a white supremacist. So at my last white supremacist event, we had tiki torches, but we used them to keep the skeeters away. They were actually burning citronella. I mean, folks, this... this might go down as... it's so stupid as to make you think, is this like a misdirection here? Is this a diabolical plot to get Youngkin and the right-wing establishment talking about it, thinking that they've proclaimed that they've nailed this... I don't even know what to call it. What would you call this? This act of dumbassity. How about that? That they've thwarted this attempt to brand the Youngkin campaign as white supremacist, that they can just now kind of, you know, and McAuliffe has been proven now to be a, he's just a pawn of everything that's wrong with the freaking world. It's too convenient. It's just too convenient. Now, Magdalene Rose will be with us next hour, and we'll try and explain, or will explain, some of what's going on here. One thing that is not at issue here, that is the Democrats' desperation to hold Virginia. And there are a myriad of reasons for this, the least of which is they have a couple of million of their own that they have of their own carpet bagging Yankee practicers of demonocracy that they've moved into Fairfax County, Loudoun County, and Henrico County and the other counties up there. What's the Lincoln Project? Isn't it... Babylon Bee has a good one. Youngkin keeps Lincoln Project away by holding rally within 500 feet of a school. But they're so desperate to hold on to Virginia because they have a lot invested in Virginia. And apparently, geographically speaking, more Dorians don't want to be surrounded by victorious white supremacists. If indeed there are white supremacists. By the by, somebody had cracked a joke that five activists showed up for a pre-Halloween party at a Youngkin rally dressed as Ralph Northam. KKK member posing by Glenn Youngkin's bus turns out to be Ralph Northam. No. I'm just here for the Halloween party. I'm not really a Klan member. They are desperate, though, to hold on to Virginia. It may be worth spending a little time trying to ascertain why. Why do they want Virginia so bad? Again, geographically speaking, I get it. And they don't want their people to be subjugated under the evil that would be Glenn Youngkin. But there has to be some other reason. There's something else going on here. I think it's just because they don't want to lose any of the ground that they've gained. You have to remember. Remember? You'd have to go back. Gosh, I don't know how far back you'd have to go. Yeah, I do. You'd have to go back to Virginia. How many of you people that are listening to this show right now live in Virginia? How many of you lived in Virginia for quite some time? You'd have to go back to what, the late 80s, early 90s, to the governorship of Doug Wilder, I want to say, to find Virginians prior to the carpetbagging moving in and taking over and gentrifying those three upper counties that are nearest Mordor. You'd have to go all the way back to the 90s and Doug Wilder to find Virginians willing to give a libtard Democrat a chance. Now, they did elect McAuliffe a couple of years ago. So, it's not to say that they can't go Democrat. And Northam, obviously, is a Democrat. But again, this is primarily as a result of being able to stack those three counties around Mordor filled with useless, worthless, carpet-bagging Yankee federal contractors and employees that are going to vote Democrat just because they're told to. That's just, or to preserve, you're talking about, issues, pocketbook issues, King Duty and election. Okay, well, for those three upper counties, it truly is a pocketbook issue. Although, I don't know what they fear. As head of the executive branch of the federal government, Donald Trump was not able to cut spending a penny. The 2 years that the Republicans had the House and the Senate with Trump as president, he could have signed any balanced budget amendment or anything they would have sent over there. They didn't cut a nickel. So I don't know what they're scared of. There's no example. You'd have to go back to Newt Gingrich. You have to go back to 1998 to find any example of Republicans taking over any government and doing the right thing. That would include most state houses. Speaking of which, all right, let's talk about this for a minute. The state of Alabama, not far from Louisiana, here where I'm at. And I just drove through Alabama, stopped a couple times in Alabama, so I can tell you. Alabamans, like most Louisianans, are done. Now, there is a percentage of people that are COVID Karens, and there's no turning them back. They're in paradise right now. But like Louisiana and most of the South, Alabama's done with the Corona doom. You look at an Auburn game. I watched a little bit of an Auburn game. You look at a Bama game. So you got Auburn, Auburn, Alabama. You go a little west, 150 miles west or so. You get to Tuscaloosa and Alabama. The stadiums are filled. Hardly anyone has a mask on Mastodon. They're chanting, let's go, Brandon, whatever. Most people are finished with this nonsense. We're just done with it. But that hasn't stopped, and the Alabama legislature, to their credit, is in a special session right now and are going to pass an act that's going to outlaw private companies in passing and trying to enforce a vaccine mandate on their employees. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is threatening to veto it. So what's going on in Alabama? Okay, what's going on in Alabama? The cabal. Ivy has always been one of those that you go like, what? The Alabama governor did what? Milka, what? And yet that's, now, are there enough votes to override the veto? I don't know. This is just another example of democracy that we're told that we must have, and we apparently or supposedly we need more of it. Democracy, again, threatening to yield results that are against natural law now. Now you're battling natural law, to say nothing of supernatural law here on All Saints Day.